Your study looks at data from the years 2014 to 2018. It shows students who enrolled at schools run by Newark's two largest charter operations saw improved and lasting gains in test scores. What was the process for coming to that conclusion?
So the study that we do is similar to a randomized trial. So what we did is we take advantage of the way that Newark assigns students to school through the common enrollment system. And embedded in that is a randomized process. So it's based on the students' preferences and the school's preferences in a randomized process. And we can take advantage of that randomized process in order to compare the outcomes of students who were offered a charter school seat to those who were not in a way that holds constant everything else about the individual. So we're doing a real apples-to-apples comparison between students who were assigned to charter schools and students who weren't. And then when we get the difference between those groups, we can be really confident that the benefits that we see for the students who attended charter schools is because of the charter school, of attending a charter school itself, not because of, you know, other factors that are related to wanting to go to a charter school.
What did you find?
So what we found was that overall, there's a large and statistically significant benefit from enrolling into a Newark charter school that participates in the common enrollment system. We can say less about the schools that don't participate in that system, but the large majority of schools do participate. So we found overall a positive effect. By far, we saw the largest positive effect for students attending schools operated by either KIPP or Uncommon. So these are the team charter schools and the North Star charter schools. They had an especially large positive effect. When we look at the other schools, the other participating schools that are not operated by KIPP and Uncommon, you get a hint of a positive effect, but on average, it's not statistically significant. I think it's important, though, to keep in mind when we look at that result, we're really combining a very large variety of schools. So we can say that on average, attending one of those participating schools other than KIPP or Uncommon didn't have a meaningful effect on student test scores. But it's certainly possible that some of those schools are more effective than others.
Does this study look at the impact of Newark's charter schools on traditional public schools?
No, we don't look at the effect that the charter sector has had. That's just not something we've looked at in the study. It's a really interesting question. It's something that researchers have looked at in other areas. And overall, we've tended to find that as school choice from charter schools and other choice programs increases, we see it tends to have either no effect on the quality of the local public schools or a very small positive effect. But that's not something that we were looking at specifically in Newark, though I think it'd be really interesting to do.
So in a city like Newark, where the charter versus traditional school debate rages on, in what way does your study, if at all, weigh in on that conversation?
So what I'm hoping we get out of the study is some concrete information to help inform that conversation. So I think my study, I think, provides really clear evidence that on average, students who are enrolling in the charter sector are doing substantially better than they would have otherwise, had they gone to one of the traditional public schools. And I also think, and the fact that I get these different results for the KIPP and Uncommon, I think is also interesting because those are the schools that have, you know, grown the most and are the largest within the city. And that result is actually very consistent with what's been found in some other cities, including Boston and Denver. So I think that it adds important information into trying to understand whether, you know, when we see larger test scores in the charter sector than in the public sector, that can be misleading because that can be caused by, you know, the types of kids that are choosing to enroll there. My study really gets around that to give us a real estimate of the effect of attending a charter school itself. So I think there's real implications for there for how we think of the sector overall. That said, I think it doesn't answer all questions, right? So there's lots of things that we want schools to do other than raise test scores. There's lots of other, factors that go into the discussion of charter schools and their growth, particularly in a place like Newark where the charter sector is so large. But, you know, my goal is to really add real information about, you know, how effective these schools really have been, to this point. And hopefully, you know, policymakers and you know, in the community, that information can be helpful to to inform that conversation.
Marcus Winter, Senior Fellow at Manhattan Institute for Policy Research, thanks for your insight and study on charter schools in Newark.
Thanks very much for having me.